Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Sedgy Today. We have a special show this weekend. May 22nd, 1992 was the day that Johnny, Ed, and Doc signed off on The Tonight Show. And we have the president of Johnny Carson Productions, Jeff Sotsick, joining us. Also, the publicist for The Tonight Show during that period, Charlie Barrett, as we commemorate 30 years since they signed off. Next hour, Ernie Hudson, great actor, will be joining us from The Today Show on NBC, Carson Daly. Mark Summers, a buddy of mine from Nickelodeon. And then we're going to talk about summer vacation fun at the beach with Julie Ellis. And that's all coming up this week. We're going to pause, but when we come back this first hour is a salute to Johnny Carson's Tonight Show. Off the air now for 30 years, as long as it was on. We'll be right back with Jeff Sotsick.
Need help with paying your heating and electric bill? February 1st is National Energy Assistance Day, and the Low Income Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as LIHEAP, is helping millions of families keep the heat on this winter. Here is Kate Thomas with the Administration for Children and Families, Office of Community Services.
In the U.S., millions of households every year report being unable to meet basic household energy needs. LIHEAP can help people maintain continuous, affordable, and safe home heating and cooling services by providing energy assistance. This winter, that can mean hundreds of dollars to help with your heating bill or your delivery fuel cost. LIHEAP also provides crisis assistance with energy-related emergencies and minor home repairs to reduce energy bills.
Visit energyhelp.us to learn more or call the National Energy Assistance Referral Hotline at 866-674-6327.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active, but I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's the pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
You know, some things you just don't get tired of. That music and what that music indicated was coming up. And that's The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. And we have a very special guest on our show right now. It's a gentleman who was responsible for putting Johnny Carson back on DVD long after he has passed away. And something has happened in the media business that really, for once, is going my way. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time, as millions of others. And that is the fact that more video is now going to be available of the great Johnny Carson. Joining us right now is a gentleman very close to him, president of Carson Entertainment, and he also is the nephew of Johnny Carson. Joining us is Jeff Sotsing. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Ron. I'm fine. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, thank you for being here. And I've got to tell you something. Me, like millions of Americans, not only across the country but around the world, miss your uncle, and I know you hear that every single day, as we did when I was with Ed touring the country with the Memories of the Tonight Show.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I appreciate that.
And I went on the website now, johnnycarson.com. This is unbelievable. Tell us about what you have done that have made this big news for everybody in the entertainment business.
Well, the thing that makes this really unique is the fact that the entire library is now searchable. It was recorded on 2-inch videotape originally, and then 1-inch videotape, transferred to Beta SP, and in the process of trying to preserve the library recently, we had the idea if we could tie a transcription to the video, then you would be able to type in a phrase or an individual and find it immediately. And that's what we've done. It's great.
You cannot believe how many emails I've gotten in the last 24 hours telling me to go to the site because they know what a big fan I was of the show. And the amazing part about it is that this morning I'm watching all these clips, and my assistant comes in and says, "What are you doing?" And I says, "For once in my life, I am starting my day off right. What are you kidding me?" Now, there's also another site called licensing.johnnycarson.com. Tell us about that.
Well, the site is really two sites. It's a home video DVD site with selected segments and individual shows that are for sale to the public. And the clip licensing site is really for the broadcast media. And the clip licensing site enables industry professionals to go through the site and search and license clips. At the moment, it's not available to the general public for entertaining viewing, but it will be within the next month or so. It's going to happen very quickly.
Now, this is a gold mine, and speaking about a gold mine, actually it was stored in a mine, wasn't it? It was stored at a salt mine in Kansas.
It's all stored in Hutchinson, Kansas, in a salt mine 230 feet below the surface. Constant air temperature, constant humidity, fireproof, floodproof. It's just, it's a fascinating facility. I've gone out there and seen it.
Now, you were born in Philadelphia. I was a Pennsylvania boy, so we have something in common. Moved out to California, and then you just took, like, summer jobs answering the phones and the Tonight Show, and one was in Burbank. And you went on to be a production assistant, then an associate producer, then won an Emmy in 1992 for the Bette Miller-Robin Williams show, which was fantastic, and then president of Carson Productions, and very close to your uncle.
Yeah, I was really fortunate. You know, not only was he was my employer and my uncle, he was my friend. And we shared a lot of great moments together, and I had a tremendous respect for the work that he did and worked very hard to preserve it, and now to make it accessible is something that I'm very happy to be a part of.
Well, I tell you something. You have made a portion of my life very, very happy, not only doing this, but when you permitted Ed to use some of those clips in our stage show. Ed thought the world of you. I got to tell you that, Jeff. He never wanted to do anything unless he checked with you, especially after the passing of your uncle.
Well, he was very nice in that regard. He did not need to do that, but he would call me from time to time and say, "I'm going to play at this theater, or I want to do this type of production. Can we use this?" And I said, "Yeah, you know, of course. He's such a big part of the show. He could do whatever he wanted."
Yes. It's amazing is that the morning that you called him to tell him of your uncle's death, the first call he made was to me, and I didn't take the call because I thought he might have been dialing the wrong number because it was 3 hours difference and it was so early. So
exactly.
I waited about an hour and I called him back and I said, "What did you dial wrong?" And then he told me, of course, the very, very sad news. Let's talk about the tapes that were from 1962 when NBC owned the show. What happened to those? Because I heard a story, well, he told me one time, the fact that those tapes were actually not knowing that the show was going to go on to be what it was for 30 years and huge even afterwards, that NBC used to tape over the earlier tapes. They didn't think that they were worth anything?
No, exactly. I mean, at that time, there were no home video, there was no syndication, no cable, and tape was expensive. It was a few hundred dollars per night in the 60s. So when the Tonight Show moved to New York, moved from New York to Los Angeles in 1972, they decided to do an anniversary special, a compilation show, and it realized that the first 10 years of the show were gone, and no one could figure out where they went. And if you go back to these old original reels, and you look inside the reel, there's a pass sheet, and it says Tonight Show 1964, Tonight Show 1966, NBC Nightly News 1968, Hullabaloo, Shindig, and then the last show, and that's where it went.
Now, did they preserve the first one, the Groucho Marx and everything?
You know, they did not. But fortunately, a viewer recorded the audio from that show and sent it to Johnny years ago, and we do have that. It's not on our site, but I do have a copy of that.
Well, then it's a shame, too, because there were a lot of classic shows. There were some black and white shows out of New York that were taped, apparently, as you alluded to, because I remember him doing a little dance with, was it Ella Fitzgerald?
That was with
Bella Reese.
Bella Reese.
Somebody.
Louis Belson's wife. Who was Louis Belson's wife?
Louis Belson's right. That's exactly right. And I can't remember that.
Pearl Bailey.
There you go.
And what the kinescopes is what those are. Those were actually the negatives that were made as a copy for guests. And in the 60s, if you wanted to have a copy of your performance from The Tonight Show, you had a film made of the segment, and then you threaded up your film projector and you played it against the wall, if you can believe that.
Yeah, no, I remember. I remember people doing that. Now, Jeff, the last time we talked, I mentioned to you the fact that I thought that it would be a unique idea for a cable channel to air Johnny's Tonight Show against Today's Tonight Show at the same time. And since the last time we spoke, they have done that. Antenna TV, which is part of a cable franchise that I think Spectrum carries, airs it every night, 11:30 Eastern Time. I watch that show every evening. It's the hour show Monday through Friday, and then the hour and a half show on Saturday and Sunday. And I'm sure that the reason more people are not watching it is because there's probably not that many people that are aware of that cable channel. And if they were, the show would be huge again.
Well, I think the audience is very fragmented now, and
yeah.
That's pretty dated material. And we've been off the air, so you're going to look at material that's generally 30 years old.
I think Johnny, if he was alive, would say, hey, I already did it, and I went away on top, and that's the way I'm going to stay.
Oh, that's exactly right.
Jeff Sutzing is our guest. He is the president of Carson Entertainment. JohnnyCarson.com is where you have to go. It's a brand new addition to 30 years of the great Tonight Show with the giant, the king, Johnny Carson.
Today was the first meeting back in Washington of President Carter and the president-elect Ronald Reagan. They met in the Oval Office, and the bad news was that the two of them together couldn't figure out why bread is a dollar a loaf. That was just kind of a, what you call an economy joke.
An economy?
What, and what?
No, sir.
Yes, yes, it was.
An economy laugh.
Yeah. I'm going to give me a small economy announcer, too. You know, they come in smaller sizes,
I know.
When you get a shot, for some reason they don't give it to you in the arm. They give it to you, as you know. I guess, well, why do they do that?
I don't know. What are you looking at me for?
What?
I'm not a doctor.
Well, no, but I mean, when you get a shot, you don't get it in the arm. You usually get it in the gluteus maximus.
Yes.
I guess, in that area.
There's more of that than there is of your arm.
There certainly is of your arm. You brought it up.
I know.
You know who's coming out of retirement? Said he wasn't going to come out of retirement? Muhammad Ali said he is coming out of retirement again. What? He's going to fight again. The reason he is coming out of retirement, he needs $2 million for his divorce settlement. Then his wife is going to retire undefeated. This is a beautiful weekend out here.
Lovely.
I mean, absolutely great in Southern California. Yesterday in Malibu, it was so hot that George Hamilton's sun reflector burned a hole in the Goodyear blimp. I saved a life this morning.
Oh.
Japanese tourists got hung up on my electric fence, and I turned the power down to simmer.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnyvae has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
You sound good tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah, last night we had a lowbrow. Well, I shouldn't say that. Oh, they're gone. Why not? It was a kind of a low. I looked out during the monologue, and a lady in the third row was waxing her legs with mop and glow.
It's Ron Sedgy today. I've been in the broadcasting business now almost 7 decades, but a man who surpassed broadcasting expectations far as length of time was concerned was Johnny Carson, who was on The Tonight Show for 30 years, in addition to 4 years before that on Who Do You Trust, and then, of course, writing for Red Skelton and being very close with Jack Benny. Joining us right now is the nephew and the president of Carson Entertainment, Jeff Sutzing, and Jeff is talking about JohnnyCarson.com, where you can go now and get all these great clips. And, of course, they're still going to have the series of DVD releases too, right, Jeff?
That's right, Ron.
I'm sure that you've been asked this a million times, but your uncle was a very private person, wasn't he?
Yep,
very much so. He really, around small crowds, didn't shine like he did when he was in front of 10 million people.
Well, I don't know if that's necessarily true, but I think that he was uncomfortable in a crowd.
Yeah.
He was a genuinely funny guy, though.
Yeah, it's something that amazed me, and I was just talking to one of the people from Graceland just the other day, is when you go down into the recreation room of Elvis Presley's home in Memphis, Tennessee, he has three televisions there.
Right.
And all three televisions, he got this idea from LBJ, apparently, all three TVs are running the best of The Tonight Show.
How funny is that?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. And I mentioned it to my friend, the late Joe Esposito, whether that really happened or not. And he said, oh, boy, he watched Johnny Carson every night. He wouldn't miss it, you know, unless he was on tour or something. And on all three of those videos is The Tonight Show the best of. It's unbelievable.
Oh, that's interesting. I love that. No, it's such it's Americana. It is what people relate to at 11:30 at night for so many years.
Yes, it almost camped off a day of tension, whether you were in business or school, whatever the case may be. It was just a light way to go to bed. And the fact that he was able to do that,
right,
and not have, of course, times have changed, but any direction of blue humor was amazing. I mean, listening to these clips that were playing on the show, he'd just take it up to the envelope and then know where to stop.
Oh, he knew exactly where to stop. He had a great sense of the middle of the road and how to not offend people. He had a terrific comedic sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, like he, you are a pilot, right?
I am.
What do you fly, by the way? Because I'm kind of interested in airplanes.
I have a Cessna 182.
Oh, do you really?
Uh-huh. The new airplane, and my wife and I fly it all over the country. We love it.
Oh, wow. Do you ever come down to Orlando?
I haven't been south, but I actually want to go to the Bahamas, and I'd love to go to Orlando.
Well, you need to stop over here and be our guest, you and your wife. Speaking about the Orlando area and the Florida area, I know your uncle had a boat down here every once in a while. What about the two sons? What are they doing right now?
He has a son who lives in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
And he has another son who lives in Florida. I'm not sure exactly where, but near Orlando.
Near Orlando. I think it's in the Fort Lauderdale area, isn't it?
In fact, Fort Lauderdale, yeah.
Now, did he miss leaving the spotlight because Ed told me many times that he just didn't miss being in the spotlight anymore because he said, I did it. I kind of got the impression that NBC wanted him to be the elder statesman, much like Bob Hope was, but he just didn't want to do it anymore.
You know, I think he really missed being in the spotlight, but he felt that there was a time to go, and he didn't want to be someone who had stayed too long. And the fact that people would stop him on the street and say to him, we miss you so much, there's nobody like you, he would then say to me, "That you can't get any better than that. I'm not going to screw that up."
No, and that's absolutely the case. Timing in comedy is everything, and he knew what to do in his career as far as timing was concerned, and he did it with grace, which he did 30 years of television with. Now, typing in a single name, word, or phrase into a search engine, a producer or anyone could really thumbnail any term or clip or guest that they want, can't they?
Well, again, I need to make it clear that that's not for the public at the moment. That's for the broadcast industry. But yes, you can type in Ronald Reagan, and not only do you see the times that he appeared on the show, I think it was when he was the governor of California,
right?
But you also see any time that someone mentioned Ronald Reagan, mm-hmm. and it's fascinating. And within a month, that will be available to the public. There's been a jump on the fact that is part of the clip licensing site, and that is really a wonderful feature.
A lot of the clips that we remember were in movies like Fargo, Talk to Me, Watchmen. I mean, you must get, I would imagine, that you are just inundated year after year with people wanting to use these clips for different things. And I congratulate you on being very specific on who you give these things to, because they are chunks of gold.
Well, they are. And the way that they used the segments of the show in Talk to Me was a great reflection of the way the show looked in New York. It was flattering, and I love to see the show used like that. It's terrific.
Yeah, it's used with respect and dignity, which is the way it should be used. What do you think your uncle would have said about the fiasco over The Tonight Show and the fact that The Tonight Show was brought back to New York starring Jimmy Fallon, where it all started, going back to when Steve Allen was hosting it back in the late 50s.
Oh, man. I'm sure that he would have a whole ear for me, but I'm not really sure what that would be. But he would find that very interesting.
Well, I think he would too. Well, I got to tell you something, Jeff. I take this as an immense compliment that you joined us on the show today. I really do. I have to be honest. I've been in the broadcasting business a long time. I have never said this to anyone, not even the pals of Elvis Presley, okay? But I envy you. I envy you that you were close to such a magnificent performer and such a legend as Johnny Carson, because, and I told that to Ed, too. I said that to be in his presence had to be a real trip.
Well, that's very nice, Ron, and yeah, I'm a very lucky guy. I was able to stand very close to a guy who was at the top of his profession. It was great. It was wonderful.
He was literally the best, and that Midwestern smile, that innocent boy look, and that very quick mind made it all 100% Johnny Carson.
True, true.
Okay, the website is johnnycarson.com. Go to it now. It is terrific. And our guest has been the president of Carson Entertainment, and that is Johnny's nephew, Jeff Sotsing. Jeff, thank you so much, and please take me up on my invitation to stop down here and visit us, okay?
I will do that, Ron. Thank you very much.
Jeff, thank you, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's enjoy some of Johnny's bits right now.
That's kind of a sad. I hate to bring sad, but, you know, it's my job to report what's going on in the country. And a man who visits this show very frequently, one of my favorite guests, was in the paper today, Dr. Carl Sagan, the world-famed astronomer, after 12 years, is getting divorced from his wife. Now, I hate to hear things like that. And it's possible that's going to cost him billions and billions. Look, there are a lot of things to do here in Burbank. A lot of fascinating sights. Have you been up to the Vista Point on Mulholland Drive?
Oh.
Vista Point, Mulholland. You drive up there, you give a quarter to a valley girl, she lets you look in her ear. And out the other ear, you can see the entire San Fernando.
Valley.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No more gas from Russia to Finland. The Kremlin has cut off the Nordic country. The move comes after Helsinki refused to pay Russian energy giant Gazprom in rubles and after Finland announced it wanted to join NATO. The break is easier for Finland compared to other European nations. Russian imports of natural gas accounts for some 5% of Finland's total energy consumption. North Korea says it found nearly 220,000 more people with feverish symptoms, even as leader Kim Jong-un claimed progress in slowing a largely undiagnosed spread of COVID-19. He hinted at easing virus restrictions to help an economy on the decay. Experts say Pyongyang is certainly downplaying the true scale of how the virus has spread among the unvaccinated populace. Once again, the major indexes on Wall Street lost, this time for the 6th straight week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. I am very excited to have our next guest with us. I've known him for a long time. We've been doing the show for almost 31 years. So he's not only a friend, but he has contributed to many of the great guests that we have had on the show during that time. He formed his own company back in 92 called the Barrett Company. He has represented some organizations you may have heard of, like Warner Brothers, MGM, Universal, Paramount, producer Jerry Bruckheimer, and he's got a podcast now dedicated to one of my favorite subjects, as you may know if you've listened to me for any length of time, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Joining right now is Charles Barrett. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to the show. It's been a long time.
Oh, it has been a long time, Ron. Thanks for inviting me on.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you had so much to do with our early success because of all of the guests that you sent our way, and you have worked with all of them. I mean, it is staggering when I look down the list how many people and companies that you have represented in our business and at the very highest level, I might add, my friend.
Yeah, I was been very lucky over the years, Ron. I started out in the business, I guess it must be 50 years ago.
Wow.
When I got out of college and worked in New York for Fox Films as a publicist trainee. On Valley of the Dolls. I used to put together press kits and stuff like that. But, yeah, it's been a great ride, 50 years.
Wow. And you've worked with the likes of Charlton Heston's Planet of the Apes, Sinatra's Tony Rome, Tony Perkins' Pretty and Poison, as you mentioned, Valley of the Dolls, Steve McQueen and the Sand Pebbles, on and on and on. And, you know, it is a very difficult business, as you know, Charlie, to break into that level of the entertainment business, the upper echelon. Once you get there, how difficult is it to stay there? Because when you're at the top of the mountain, as the saying goes, everybody wants to be up there and dethrone you.
Oh, well, sure. There's valleys and there's lows. It wasn't always on top of the mountain by any means. There were times when I would be out of work from time to time. Maybe there would be a new executive would come in and maybe reorganize the department or this or that, whatever. Or I would move on and leave and go somewhere else I wanted to be. I did spend some time in Europe, too, in the early 70s, living in London. It's been really up and down. It's never been always on the top.
You know, some of us from the generation that we're from, it's very difficult to accept change, especially change with something that is so different to us, and that is the social media. How has the marketing and promotional business changed since the advent of the Internet, the Twitter, all of the things?
Well, yeah, Ron, it has changed dramatically. I started out writing on a typewriter when I was a reporter back in the East Coast, starting out, writing on a typewriter. When I worked at Fox, I had a typewriter. So what's happened is that I think we've lost a lot of the human kind of touch that people used to have when they could pick up the phone and reach someone or go down the street and have lunch with someone from the press or a publicist or whoever. And everything now is email, and people don't answer their phones anymore. I try to all as much as I can, but it's just changed drastically, and I think it's lost a lot of its personal relationships between people, and you know, speaking to one another and seeing each other, and that's been the biggest challenge for me. Joy, going out and to events and having lunch with people, and it's very hard to get around Los Angeles these days, particularly because the traffic is just really wicked. So people meet for coffee in the morning before it starts. But anyway.
You're very accurate on that one. Boy, I tell you, it is difficult because if you're not sending them an email or some kind of a thing, they just don't want to talk. I want to talk about your...
Yeah.
It's amazing. I want to talk about this podcast, which I know you know is very dear to my heart. I say this, and I mean this sincerely, regardless of the fact that Ed McMahon, as you know, was my partner and best friend, is that every night on a channel, cable channel that we get here in the East Coast called Antenna TV, they run tonight shows of the 70s and all through the 80s and early 90s.
Yes, I've heard. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't get Antenna TV here.
I watch it every single night, seven nights a week. I'm into the repeats now. And I know that you work closely with Ed on Star Search. But tell us about this podcast that has so much to do with the Carson Show. Because as I mentioned to you, you know that Ed and I toured the country with the Tonight Show Memories.
Right.
So tell us about this podcast, because I think that's great.
Well, the podcast was started by a gentleman named Mark Malikoff. And Mark maintains the Carson podcast. He lives in Pennsylvania, I believe. And Mark called me a few months back and invited me on the Carson podcast. Usually runs 60 to 90 minutes. And what Mark does is he goes around the country and will interview people who worked on The Tonight Show with Mr. Carson and Ms. McMahon. And, you know, basically on their memories, their years spent there, what they did, what kind of work environment it was, some comments maybe on the backstage, tattletale stuff, and a whole range of things that people would love, you know, be curious to know about with The Tonight Show. But, it's a really marvelous, you can just go on the internet, the Carson podcast, I think it's .net or .com, and you can listen to, well, there must be at least 50 to 75 interviews
wow.
that Mark has done. And I did one in, it was, it's, you know, on the site. You can tap on and listen to it. But he's done Chevy Chase and he's done Jeff Stotzing, who you just spoke to, I guess, just recently.
Yep.
And, who now runs the Carson Entertainment Group and is actually Mr. Carson's nephew.
Right.
And a whole host of other, stars and, people who were associated with the show. So it really is a great place to go and listen if you're a Tonight Show Carson fan to listen to the tales on the podcast because they are quite fascinating.
Charlie, out of curiosity, did he ever interview Bushkin?
I don't think so, no. I think he tried, and for some reason it did not work out. I don't know all the details.
Best for the memory of Johnny that he didn't. That wasn't a very complimentary book he wrote, as you and I know.
No, it was not at all, no. He was invited to the Rancho Mirage Writers Festival, which has become a very prominent writers festival in California, and it's internationally known. He was invited, and then something happened with the festival after the book came out. I don't know all the details, but a lot of people were very unhappy with that book.
Yeah.
Many felt it was a lot of stuff that was simply not true.
Yeah, and it was actually a compromise of trust, I too.
Exactly, you know, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
What are some of the things you remember that you can talk about here if that happened on the Tonight Show during your reign there, Charles?
Well, yeah, there are a few funny things, Ron, certainly that come back to mind that I remember quite vividly. Freddie DeCordova, you probably know who Freddie is.
Sure.
I'm sure. I don't know if all of your listeners do, but Freddie was the guy that would who ran The Tonight Show. He was the executive producer. And he was just maybe 12 feet from Mr. Carson, you know, beyond the camera, out of sight, and give him all kinds of signals during the show about interviewing and how guests were working out. But Freddie was a very funny guy, and we had a 12 noon production meeting every day of the show was produced, and a lot of funny things went on. And Freddie would crack jokes, and he was getting along well into his 80s, and he, you know, had a hearing aid. He didn't hear that well. And so he would crack a joke, and then there was an assistant director who had a bizarre sense of humor with a whoopee cushion, and he'd start getting the whoopee cushion going. And, of course, people were laughing at the whoopee cushion.
Right.
And then Fred would say, well, what's so funny? The joke wasn't that good, you know, and, of course, everyone would be laughing all the more harder. But he was quite a character, and once Fred Astaire came to the show, and Fred Astaire, known for his very fancy suits that he wore with Ginger Rogers and all those dancing films out of the 30s. He was sitting in the dressing room, and he was there to plug his memoirs. And Fred would come out with the damnest things he'd say to people, and he had this very strange sense of humor. Fred Astaire was sitting there in his chair in the dressing room. Fred goes by, and he says, Mr. Astaire, he says, you're going to be up first with Mr. Carson. He said, oh, yes, right. He says, oh, by the way, I love that suit. It may come back. I don't think Fred Astaire appreciated the remark too much. But then he realized that they knew each other, and he was ribbing him, that they knew each other from way, way, way back, because Freddie was, Fred DeCordova was a joke writer for the Jack Benny radio show.
Right.
So they both laughed. They realized he was putting him on. It was a really funny moment, and we got a picture of it. There were things like that. A lot of things went on.
And we're going to hear about more of them when our guest Charlie Barrett returns. Charlie, a publicist out in Hollywood for many, many years. One of his major clients was Johnny Carson on The Tonight Show, and we're talking about some of those good times with the golden age of late night. And there's more to come, live with Ron Sedgwick today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our guest has been nice enough to stay with us another segment. He's a friend of our program for many, many years, supplying a lot of the guests when we first got started. He started a public relations firm out in California, been in the show business arena for over 50 years. And we're talking about the golden age of late night with Johnny Carson and Ed McMahon, where our guest worked as the public relations man for the show and for Johnny. Joining us right now again is our friend, Charlie Barrett. And Charlie, let's talk about books that have been written after people have either known or worked for Johnny, and put some things in it that weren't really that complimentary, compromising his trust and their friendship.
There were a lot of people who were constantly writing books about Johnny during his reign on the Tonight Show. One was Lawrence Lemer, who wrote a book, King of the Night. And there were some stuff in there that was just really off the wall, and it was very made up and not at all true. And Johnny was very upset over it, some of the stuff that he wrote. And I was getting calls from the press all the time if he had any statement to give on the book. And so I said, well, Johnny, I'm going to get something from you to give to the press because I'm getting calls from the Page Six, New York Post, and this one and that one, of Esquire, and USA Today, and so forth, and your remarks about the book. And he said, come on, and we'll drum up something to say. So I went over to his office, and he said, this is what I want to say. By the time I arrived, he'd already written about it. He said, we live in an age of tabloidism. I would give as much credence to this book as I would any tabloid story. And that was it. And so we put that out, and he was very good at actually doing his own, coming up with his own ideas to give to the press and what he wanted to say. Mm-hmm. I never had to ever coach him or give him any suggestions. He was always, spot on, extremely bright, and very, very interesting guy, to say the least. And, much missed, as you know, in late-night television.
I don't think there's any secret anymore to the fact that Johnny was great in front of 10 million people, but couldn't be in a cocktail party with 12. You know, that was just his being.
Yes, Ron, you're so right. He was just a guy that was uncomfortable in a social setting.
Yeah.
He did not, but if he didn't know people in a room, if we put him into a room, he would be very, very uneasy and uncomfortable. But it just came with the territory. He was someone that lit up for the TV camera, and I think as a person, he was very shy. He was basically, very private and very bright, very smart, very well read, and very funny. And I remember once we were walking out to get his picture taken for the 25th anniversary NBC special of The Tonight Show, and we were crossing his studio one area into the main building, and he was coming up with some ideas for the monologue that evening, and I was surprised that he shared one with me before he ever muttered it on television, but it was funny. It was during the time of that Tammy and Jim Baker stuff that was going on.
He was great at that.
And he said to me, boy, what do you think of this for the monologue? And he said, I was going to say, I think that Tammy's eyebrows should be declared a national forest.
He used it.
Yeah, he did.
I heard it. I was on a couple of weeks ago.
And I said, I think that, I started laughing. We were going in to get his picture taken, and, he was a jolly up mood, but he could be very dark sometimes, so he could get very moody, and he was very critical of his performances, always.
Mm-hmm.
Very much a perfectionist, and very complicated man, but interesting guy, and always a gentleman, and, a privilege to have been associated with, for me, for all those years.
Oh, sure.
And to work with Ed, too. Ed was a delightful guy, and I just really loved him so much. He was really special.
Yeah, he was a real down-to-earth guy.
As you know, because you guys became very good friends. It was just a real delight to be associated with a show like that, as you can imagine.
Jerry, you mentioned earlier the executive producer, Freddie DeCordova, who mm-hmm. many years ago we had on the air. I mean, you probably set it up. Was there any truth to the rumor that after Johnny's unfortunate passing of his son, that he had a falling out with Freddie because of the time that he allotted him at the end of the show was cut?
Well, it was one of those things that happened, unfortunately. It was a technical problem
mm-hmm.
that arose that caused that situation. There was something, Freddie was on the floor, and the NBC guy was saying, okay, end of show, and I think Freddie, he was not a young man. He was well into his 80s, and he spoke out loud. I think the mic picked it up, and Johnny heard it. He said, let's cut it. And it was just at the very, toward the end of the photo montage
mm-hmm.
that they were showing of Johnny's son,
right.
a photographer who had just died, and it was like a memorial at the end of the show to him. So I always felt bad for Freddie because it kind of hurt him, and he was, he was banished off the floor after that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that or not.
Yeah, I did know that.
really not any news to everyone knows that. They would know that Tonight Show. But it was just an unfortunate thing because they had worked together for so long, 20 years.
Yeah.
When the show came west,
did,
you know.
Did he end up working in the truck, as somebody said?
The lead, he was upstairs in the office
on the
and
elevator,
watched the show from the monitor. But he did still have a an audio hookup to the floor and Peter. And he wasn't, you know, he just didn't want him on the floor anymore because I guess it was just getting, he was getting on in years. And I think, you know, the end was coming anyway. The show was finishing. And
yeah, I remember that.
It was one of those things, unfortunately. But
Sure, did you ever think about writing a book?
I have, and in fact, I've started one, but I'm a very slow writer.
Well, you know what? If you need a good publicist, let me know. It's never good to talk high about yourself, but somebody else can, you know.
Yeah, I know. I have seen a lot.
Well,
as you can imagine, since I started in New York in 1967, right out of college, I have seen, these eyes have seen a lot, and heard a lot, so.
Well, you know, yeah. I got to tell you, this has been a treat. I could talk to you for hours on end. I think you've already figured that one out. And, you know, if you're ever down in our neck of the woods here in Orlando, please let me know. And the next time I get out to L.A., which will probably be early next year, I'm going to look you up so we can break bread together.
Please call.
Yeah,
let's get together. We'd love to see you.
We'd have a good time.
We can kick around tonight's show stories.
Charlie, thank you so much. Thanks for all that you've done for us on our show and for joining us today.
I'll be happy to. And my best to Claudia, your producer.
Thank you so much. Our guest has been a very good friend of ours and a real mover and shaker. I love talking mover and shakers in this business, and Charlie is one of them. Charles Barrett, who has the Barrett Company in L.A., and he's worked with all the best, and he is the best.
As we recognize, 30 years since Johnny Carson left the Tonight Show, it was May 22nd, 1992. We'll be right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Worn out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vetraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vetraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vetraza.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Seggi today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank the president of Johnny Carson Productions, his nephew Jeff Sotsick, and the publicist for The Tonight Show, Charlie Barrett. Of course, as we mentioned before, commemorating this first hour, the 30 years that Johnny, Ed, and Doc signed off The Tonight Show, May 22nd, 1992. He has been off the air as long as he was on. Boy, it doesn't seem that long, does it? Wow. Next hour, actor Ernie Hudson will be joining us. Carson Daly from the NBC Today Show, from Nickelodeon, my pal Mark Summers. And then we're going to talk about a vacation at the beach with Julie Ellis. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Seggi today.